This is Fresh Air. When Benny Goodman died in June of 1986, he left his papers to the music library at Yale University. The school had awarded him an honorary doctorate in 1982. The clarinetist also left them hundreds of hours of unreleased tapes. And now some of that music is being made available to record buyers. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this review.
Among the five truckloads of arrangements and memorabilia Benny Goodman left to Yale were 400 reel-to-reel tapes of music Goodman had recorded in clubs and studios over the years. Lauren Schoenberg, a bandleader and Goodman's archivist, is supervising the release of 5 or 10 albums of Cream from those tapes. The first batch is out as the Benny Goodman Yale Archives Volume 1 on the Music Masters label. That's Benny Goodman's composition Slip Disc from a 1955 club date with an octet. The 12 varied tracks on the first release from the Yale Archive find Goodman in settings ranging from quartet to big band. They were taped between 1955 and Goodman's last recording session in January 86, 5 months before his death. Among the tunes he recorded at that last session was Fletcher Henderson's arrangement of Blue Room, which dates from Goodman's reign as the so-called King of Swing in the 1930s. Goodman ends his solo with a personal cliché, falsetto piping derived from Louis Armstrong's high note exclamation points, but he still adds some fresh touches. As a clarinetist, Benny Goodman's obvious virtue was his abundant technique. His liquid tone reflected his love for classical music. But when Goodman was forming his style, when he was literally a kid in shorts, the clarinetist whose tone he liked best was the raucous Johnny Dodds. Here's Dodds on a 1927 recording. In Benny Goodman's case, the old melodramatic cliché of the artist torn between a need for self-expression on the one hand and respectability on the other is probably not that wide of the mark. As the Yale set suggests, Goodman played it safe in later years, favoring the same kinds of settings he preferred before 1940. But his best solos still balance the facile and the raw. He'd pick corny material and dare himself to make it new. Here's a 1967 Goodman septet with Joe Newman on trumpet, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, and George DeVivier on bass. ¶¶ A few small group tunes on the new Benny Goodman collection loosen up into Dixie-ish free-for-alls. As a big band leader, Goodman put his stamp on the music as a stern disciplinarian. He was a control freak, a perfectionist in a music where perfectionism isn't the point. Where Ellington cultivated eccentricity in his big band, Goodman ran his like a drill team. I try to resist Freudian criticism, but it's hard not to see the dirty smears that litter Goodman's solos as the civilized man giving vent to low-down urges. They sound to me like the outbursts of a kid in short pants who found himself trapped inside a king.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Benny Goodman Yale Archives, Volume 1, on the Music Masters label. This is Fresh Air.